All right, welcome to the Artist Energy. Before we jump in, this video is brought to you by Planet Earth. Thanks, Mama Earth, Gaia, for having us here. It's kind of nice. And thanks for popping us out like apples off an apple tree, as Alan Watts would put it. Let's try to keep the planet for a little while longer. I kind of like it here. So let's jump into the artist energy. The artist is the part of us that can express, that has vision, creativity, that can open up to the creative forces of the universe. See how my eyes get big when I say universe? And if we're deficient in our artist energy, maybe we're hiding, maybe we're not showing or sharing our art forms. If we're in excess, maybe we think we're special because of our art forms. I am such a good dancer, singer, artist, musician, whatever it happens to be, comedian, I'm the best. And I find in myself, I started taking singing lessons because I was terrified. So there was a deficient part of my artist I wanted to find potential with. And I started taking singing lessons with my buddy Josh, who has an awesome singing channel on YouTube called Sing with Josh. I'll try to remember to put the link in somewhere. Depends what channel you're on watching this. And I started taking guitar lessons and piano lessons. I've taken, as you can probably tell, comedy classes, just a couple of them. Didn't work very well. And I thoroughly enjoyed developing my inner artist. And a lot of folks who avoid their inner artist, they're just afraid of making a mistake, of not being perfect, of being judged in some way. We all have that as human beings. I remember in maybe seventh or sixth grade, I got in trouble and my teacher in my life skills class, can't remember the guy's name. I wouldn't call him out anyway, but he made me sing the national anthem in front of the class. And it was devastating because I couldn't sing. Terrifying, invalidating, embarrassing. And that shut my singing down. I don't think I'm the only one with a story like that. And we all get our inner artist shut down in some way, shape, or form. So we want to come out of the deficient artist, come out of hiding in fear. If we're excessive with the art, if we're floaty, you know, ungrounded, we just live in art. I remember I had a friend who told me that the most important thing in life was art history. And if you don't know about it, you're just lowbrow. Okay. That's okay. Sure. Whatever you say. So when we find potential in our artist energy, we let that expression out in a healthy, grounded way. We refine it over time. And of course, we learn to enjoy it because a big part of the artist energy is to express and to appreciate beauty. So you might not be creating the art, you might just be appreciating the art, the dance, the singing, the comedy. And that might be part of the fulfillment of your artist energy. So get out there and create. If you're not, share, jump into a hobby, even though you might not feel like you have that much time. And just like anything in life, you give it an hour, a day, a week, a month, slowly you start to deepen into it, get more confidence, and enjoy the expression. So I hope you develop your inner artist. Thanks again to our sponsor, Planet Earth, for sponsoring this video and every other video ever made. And I love you, and I will see you in the next energy where we'll be talking about the explorer. Come explore that one with me.